Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, obviously, the argument of whether or not Gentiles needed to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses after they were converted to Christianity was not as simple as it seems. Otherwise, the 15th chapter of Acts wouldn't need to be in the Bible. The early church is in a great debate. They haven't yet come to a conclusion on whether or not this was relevant. And 2,000 years later, the argument really still stands as to how much we should demand people to keep the law. I think there's a revolution going on in the church. Again, I'm not saying it's up there with Martin Luther's Reformation, but I think there's something happening and has been happening now for several years in which the church is turning its heart toward grace. Are we having some bad doctrine come out of it? Absolutely. We always will. At any time there's some sort of reformation that liberates people, there's going to be some bad doctrine come out of it. Listen, one of the things that came out of the Reformation that the Catholic Church feared was if you let the common man have the scriptures, the church is going to become rife with false doctrine. Did that happen? Yes. The minute you let the common man read the Bible for himself, you had false doctrine. You had people that put things in that weren't there, took things away, read too much into, read nothing into. But should we remove the Bible from the common man's hands because they're open to false doctrine? I don't think we should. That's just like saying, have there been problems in the United States since we experimented with this great thing called liberty and a republic, a democracy? Absolutely. Do we have problems today? Absolutely. Should we take liberty away because people abuse liberty? No. That would be 10 steps backwards. We don't remove liberty. So I think we're seeing a reformation. I think we're seeing it in small steps. And yes, there are weird things out there, and there are people promoting doctrines that I don't think are theologically sound, and I think some of them will be exposed as such, and some of them will probably always hang around and always have. We trust and follow the Holy Spirit, who has kept us on this path towards the spreading of the kingdom ever since Jesus said, hey, it's here, it's at hand, and the kingdom has been slowly but surely spreading ever since then. So this battle has not really stopped. We arrive at the council in verse 6. Now the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter, and when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, first notice there's much dispute, which means they haven't settled on it. So Peter is the first to speak that the Bible records his words. Men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledge them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. This is a crucial statement that Paul will grab hold of and expound upon in 2 Corinthians 5. Peter says, God knows the heart and acknowledge them. Paul would say in 2 Corinthians 5, I think it's 16, we used to know Christ according to the flesh, but we know him no longer according to the flesh. Thus we judge no man according to the flesh. So Paul is saying, we used to see Jesus. Now you don't see Jesus, but we still believe in him. We don't judge people based upon what we see. If we could only judge them based upon what we see, we couldn't believe in Jesus because we don't see him. And so Peter is giving the first sort of the elementary elements of that phrase. And made, verse 9, and made no distinction between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Let it be known, folks, listen, salvation is distinctly the purification of hearts by faith. Peter lays out what is a core tenet of the Christian faith, that hearts are purified by faith. It's what happens when Peter goes into the house of Cornelius, and he says God made no distinction between us and them. That's Jew and Gentile. We'll start with verse 10 tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.